This is Akashvani, the news read by Sayara Mujtaba. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway in New Delhi. The five-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will strengthen India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. It also positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks, and scalable solutions for the public good. Over 100 countries have been invited to the summit, and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain, Pedro Sánchez, Pere Castellón, President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin, Netherlands Prime Minister, Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chand Ramgulam, Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesa Naike, Vice President of Seychelles, Sebastian Pillay, and Bhutanese Prime Minister, Shering Tobgay. The External Affairs Ministry said that leaders from Bolivia, Croatia, Estonia, Finland, Greece, Guyana, Kazakhstan, Liechtenstein, Serbia, and Slovakia are also set to participate in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that it is a matter of immense pride for the countrymen that people from all over the world are coming to India for the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended warm welcome to the world leaders, industry leaders, innovators, policymakers, researchers, and tech enthusiasts from across the world for the summit. Mr. Modi emphasized that the occasion is proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the field of science and technology, making an important contribution to global development. The Indian Army will highlight its expanding integration of artificial intelligence to strengthen sustainment, enhance operational readiness, and build future-ready defense capabilities at the AI Impact Summit 2026. In a social media post, the Army said, visitors can explore cutting-edge, dual-use technologies at the Indian Army AI stall at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The stall will showcase how advanced innovation is reinforcing national security while advancing people, planet, and progress. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that after the abrogation of Article 370, the violence in Kashmir, Northeast, and Maoist-affected areas has been reduced by 80%. He said the day is not far when these areas will be completely free from violence. Speaking on the occasion of the 79th Raising Day celebrations of Delhi Police, Mr. Shah said the Maoist terrorism spread across 11 states has always posed a significant challenge to the country's internal security.
After the abrogation of Article 370, we have succeeded in reducing the figures of violence in Kashmir, the Northeast, and Maoist-affected areas by up to 80%. The day is not far when all three of these regions will be completely free from violence.
Mr. Shah said the foundation stone for a Delhi Police Special Cell Integrated Headquarters has been laid today to further strengthen policing in the national capital. In Rajasthan, 8 people have been killed after a massive fire broke out in a factory in Alwar district. Police and administrative authorities began relief and rescue operations. Firefighters are attempting to douse the flames. More people are feared to be trapped inside the factory. The incident is reported to have occurred at a cardboard factory in the Khushkhela industrial area. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the fire mishap. Describing the incident as tragic and deeply saddening, Mr. Modi condoled the loss of lives and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 61 runs in a Group A clash at Colombo's R. Premadasa Stadium last night and become second team to qualify for Super 8. Chasing the target of 176 runs, Pakistan were all out for 114 in 18 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.